are you and where are you going?
Asked the stork.
I am Dorothy,
answered the girl.
And these are my friends, the Tin Woodman and the Cowardly Lion. And we are going to the Emerald City.
This isn't the road,
said the stork, as she twisted her long neck and looked sharply at the queer party.
I know it,
returned Dorothy.
But we have lost the Scarecrow and are wondering how we shall get him again.
Where is he?
Asked the stork.
Over there in the river,
answered the little girl.
If he wasn't so big and heavy, I would get him for you,
remarked the stork.
He isn't heavy a bit,
said Dorothy eagerly.
For he is stuffed with straw, and if you will bring him back to us, we shall thank you ever and ever so much.
Well, I'll try,
said the stork.
But if I find he's too heavy to carry, I shall have to drop him into the river again.
So the big bird flew into the air and over the water till she came to where the Scarecrow was perched upon his pole. Then the stork, with her great claws, grabbed the Scarecrow by the arm and carried him up into the air and back to the bank, where Dorothy and the Lion and the Tin Woodman and Toto were sitting. When the Scarecrow found himself among his friends again, he was so happy that he hugged them all, even the Lion and Toto.
Oh, so good to see you again. I thought you'd never make it.
And as they walked along, he sang,
Toadidio.
At every step, he felt so gay.
I was afraid I should have to stay in the river forever,
he said.
But the kind stork saved me, and if I ever get any brains, I shall find the stork again and do her some kindness in return.
That's all right,
said the stork, who was flying along beside them.
I always like to help anyone in trouble, but I must go now, for my babies are waiting in the nest for me. I hope you will find the Emerald City and that Oz will help you.
Thank you,
replied Dorothy. And then the kind stork flew into the air and was soon out of sight. They walked along, listening to the singing of the brightly colored birds and looking at the lovely flowers, which now became so thick that the ground was carpeted with them. There were big yellow and white and blue and purple blossoms, besides great clusters of scarlet poppies, which were so brilliant in color they almost dazzled Dorothy's eyes.
Aren't they beautiful?
The girl asked as she breathed in the spicy scent of the bright flowers.
I suppose so,
answered the Scarecrow.
When I have brains, I shall probably like them better.
If I only had a heart, I should love them,
added the Tin Woodman.
I always did like flowers,
said the Lion.
They seem so helpless and frail, but there are none in the forest so bright as these.